Salvation from God has gone forth, March 1. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people, the isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. I saw the beauty of heaven. I heard the angels sing their rapturous songs, ascribing praise, honor, and glory to Jesus. I could then realize something of the wondrous love of the Son of God. He left all the glory, all the honor which he had in heaven, and was so interested for our salvation that he patiently and meekly bore every indignity and slight which man could heap upon him. He was stretched on Calvary's cross, and suffered the most agonizing death, to save us from death, that we might be washed in his blood, and be raised up to live with him in the mansions he is preparing for us, to enjoy the light and glory of heaven, to hear the angels sing, and to sing with them. I saw that all heaven is interested in our salvation, and shall we be indifferent? Shall we be careless, as though it were a small matter whether we are saved or lost? Shall we slight the sacrifice that has been made for us? Some have done this. They have trifled with offered mercy, and the frown of God is upon them. God's Spirit will not always be grieved. It will depart if grieved a little longer. After all has been done that God could do to save men, if they show by their lives that they slight Jesus' offered mercy, death will be their portion, and it will be dearly purchased.